Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Getaway Friday here. Scott Spears back with you. Getaway Friday, July 24th, 2026. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan. And somebody will join the conversation for the next 2 hours. Starting next hour, I think, is the ETA. Estimated time of arrival. Phone lines are open if you'd like to get in on the conversation, 740-383-9944. Well, the majority of the conversation this morning has been fiscal emergency for the city of Marion and those Flock cameras.
Well, Flock cameras, I think, are interesting. You know, we haven't even talked really about the finances.
You know what's interesting? I showed you the front of the paper yesterday, and they had a story on the finances, and they had a story on the Flock cameras. And yeah, the Flock camera story was three times bigger on the front page of the paper. Just a big picture of a Flock camera.
Well, I mean, the conversation at the city council meeting was, you know, far more, at least time-consuming.
Well, I don't know. I guess the Flock camera story is a more flashy story. You know, it's surveillance and what might they be doing and what might they not be doing and so on and so forth. But the finance story is going to have a much larger impact on the city than the Flock camera story.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
And certainly on people's lives individually, day to day. So I don't know. I don't know why. It's the Flock camera thing is definitely more of a tabloidish type of a story, because it's got all those things. It's surveillance. It's cameras. It's what are we doing? It's law enforcement. You know, it's that type of thing. The finance story is pretty cut and dry. It's this is where we are. This is what's going to happen. And what are you going to do to fix it?
Yeah, but nobody got up at the city council meeting and asked any questions. Nobody had any questions on the fiscal emergency.
Well, I don't know. I think they were more interested. Like I said, Flock camera is much more of a, I guess, a juicy story. That's an eye-getter, an eye-catcher.
I guess. I mean, people certainly have stronger feelings about the Flock cameras.
You know what I don't understand about the Flock camera story is, I don't, like, half the things people are doing, I don't see how they're germane to the story. You know, half the information that people are pointing out, what does that have to do with Marion, Ohio, and the Flock cameras? Which, this is a very local story.
I mean, they were giving, like, anecdotes about how they've been misused elsewhere.
Right, I understand that. But so, how does that correlate? That's what I say. It's more of a national story that's being related to a local situation.
Well, it's, I guess it's just because of the, like, you know, they could be doing that, I guess.
Now, Mary out there this morning is saying the people can do something about the Flock cameras. They have no control of the city's finances. Well, that's true to a degree, but they certainly have control over the city's politicians.
Yeah.
Who have made the decisions.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess the voters elect the people, so.
So I don't know. If anybody's got anything to say, feel free to buzz in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I just think on the whole, we've got to be more cognizant of the problems and also of the positives locally. Both ways.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I think you gotta, yes, take the good with the bad. And, yeah, recognize it.
But I think there are people who have a little bit of a hard time doing that. Hey, Chief Deem's retiring next February.
Well, that's unfortunate.
I like him. Good guy.
Yeah.
Says this has nothing to do with anything except for the fact that, you know, 30 years, 9 years as chief, he's ready to go.
I'll take him for his word.
Well, so will I. That's a long time. Being a firefighter, that's a heavy-duty job. You don't have a lot of firefighters who stick with the job after their retirement date, and I think he's been eligible for 4.5 years or something like that.
Well, that's fair. I mean, you know, firefighting's a rough job. So, I could see wanting to call it quits.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that, but he'll be missed. But we'll see who the next chief is. What did you make of this story about the student? I don't think we've talked about this at all this week. About the student at Pleasant who apparently got denied. It was a special needs student who was open enrolled in Pleasant. And they were being open enrolled, is my understanding, again this year. And Pleasant called and said, we're not taking your student because we don't have the finances anymore because of the cuts to the Department of Education to deal with this anymore. And this mother got very upset, and a lot of people on social media got very upset that this is the case. But is this really Pleasant's fault, or is this a Department of Education fault?
Well, I mean, obviously if the Department of Education isn't, you know, in the process of being deconstructed right now, I think that Pleasant could probably move some money around.
I don't know. It's hard, especially for open enrolled students.
I mean, like, they got a football team, they got a basketball team. I'd assume they have a soccer team. I mean, like, I don't know. They have a, I don't know if they still do Vex. They did Vex when I was in school. Like, you could just cut back funding for those things. I feel like the open enrolling of the I mean, as a school, your job is to educate people. I feel like education is probably the bigger thing there. But I mean, they shouldn't have to.
But once you set your budget, you've only got what you've got. I mean,
that's why I said move money around.
But I'm saying that I think the budgets have probably already been set.
You can't just edit your budget.
You know, so where are you going to pull money from? Because you're going to hurt something.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So you have to weigh what is worthwhile and what is not.
Well, by the way, yes, Pleasant takes less of this, far less of the heat than the Board of Education. But I mean, I'm not saying you got to get rid of the football team or I don't know. Do they have a choir? And like, I don't know.
Many colleges give scholarships based on football teams, choirs, things of that nature? You take that away from a school and you're crippling it. That's what did Marian Catholic.
See, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to do away with those things.
We just said do away with.
No, not do away with.
Okay, so you want to what?
I mean, you could, like, defund the football program, defund the basketball program.
Well, if you don't fund it, how are you going to run it?
Not, like, completely unfund it.
Well, what do you mean, then?
I mean, you have the gear.
Okay.
It's just, I
didn't
mean, like,
the Pleasant students just raise money for jerseys on their own?
Well, yeah, but you can't take that money. They raised that money.
Right, but I'm saying I don't think the Pleasant football program is high money-wise right now. If they have to go to the pie auction at the fair to get new jerseys.
Well, yeah, I mean, they wanted new jerseys, I guess.
Right, so how much further do you want to unfund that program?
I mean, I don't know. I played football at River Valley, and we used the same pads and jerseys.
I don't think you understand the cuts that have come down. I mean, I don't know any school anywhere that is not laying off teachers because you just don't have the funds. How do you replace that?
Well, I mean, if you don't have money to pay people.
High school football is not college football.
Yeah.
It's not the moneymaker that college football is.
Well, it doesn't make money. It costs you money. College right. football makes money.
Right. So something that's already costing you money, you want to defund that some more?
Well, if you take off money that you're spending on it, then it costs you less money.
Right, but you do realize that there are people who give... Like, there are people who give money to those programs specifically for those programs.
Well, if that's the case, then I mean you can't move those. I those are donations.
Right. So what are you going to do?
I mean, I don't know what they're.
I'm just saying I don't think it's unreasonable to think that Pleasant doesn't have enough teachers to handle. They're not a big school, first of all. I mean,
they have to do with teachers.
Well, I would guess that's why they can't take this student on. They don't have the staff. I don't know what any other reason would be. And also, how special needs is the student? I mean, if it's a highly special needs student, you may not have a person to be with them every day.
I suppose.
I mean, I'm sorry these budget cuts have come down, but you know, there you are.
Well, yeah, I mean, you ain't got the money, then what are you going to do?
Right, but I think when the parent gets outraged at the school district because of it, I don't know about that. I think that's unfortunate, misguided anger.
Well, I think that it just... I can understand why she's upset.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, very quickly, I just... On that post you're talking about, I think a day or so after that was posted and people had been commenting and all that I saw another post from Pleasant where they had an ad out where they were hiring or looking to hire a couple special needs teachers.
Oh, good. Good.
So
hopefully that ended well.
In there, you know. Hey, one thing real quick, though, on what we were talking about before, and I just want to clear up if anybody that's listening. You know, I was just debating things. I'm just debating perspective and opinions with a friend. And I would encourage anybody that's listening that continue to show up, continue to learn, listen to what we talk about here. It's a learning process, and it is a strategy. So neither one of us are discouraging anybody to not show up or you did something wrong or anything like that. Just... You know, there's a way to win and there's a way not to win. And, you know, of all things, when I first approached Naomi Craig a year and a half ago or whatever, you know, I was like, hey, you know, da-da-da-da-da, you know, maybe you should just, from my experience, I used to do Captain Caveman all the time, and you lose people. And she said, well, hey, why don't you go stick to doing yourself and go F yourself? Where I'm going with that is... I've seen Naomi come around. I've seen Naomi, you know, polish her approach. I've seen her also, you know, she goes Captain K-Grill too, and I respect that both ways. You know, I still get very excited about things. So I just wanted to make clear, and you kind of said that, you know, that the flock cameras is such a big deal, but the state of the city finances is so much more important. You got to look at demographics, Scott, and I'd encourage both of you to look into Marion Matters and Getting Ahead curriculum, and it directly speaks to these things and how people in different demographics, different socioeconomic standing, how they view things and how they live their lives and what's important to the one, and I hate to put it as the word class, but what's important to one segment of society, one socioeconomic segment of society, isn't necessarily what's important to the next. And I think, you know, the flock cameras is something that very directly affects a lot of the people in middle to lower income, and people in the middle to upper income understand the financial stuff better. Not saying that, you know, there's dummies either side, but, and you know, politics, as boring as it is, and do people show up? No, they don't. But how important is politics, you know?
Well, that's true. I mean, I think all very valid points. Thanks for calling.
All right, take care.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, that's good. Apparently, maybe they're hiring some extra teachers, and all will be well.
Well, maybe you might make it work.
Well, nobody likes negative press. And I think a lot of people saw that post and a lot of people took that. You know, that's a very sympathetic issue. If you have a child with disabilities and you're saying a school district has denied them, well, yeah, I mean, the school district's not going to come out looking good in that story.
Well, they managed to make the money work.
I would imagine what happened is somebody probably realized there was a problem and kicked in some money, but I don't know for sure. People don't like negative press. I mean, that was getting a lot of negative reaction.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. So, you know, it's good if the child is going to go there and so on and so forth, good. It kind of reminds me of that whole Cardington story with the valedictorian. You know, of course you're going to side with the kid, and the school got a lot of bad publicity out of it. You know? So they just kind of went and hid for a minute.
Yeah, I don't think they did anything.
I don't know why people attack things like that, though. I mean, was it really productive to attack Pleasant? Do you really think Pleasant is trying to turn out handicapped students? I really don't think that's their goal.
Well, I don't think that's the goal.
Right, so...
I mean, I don't know that it's right to attack them, but, you know... apparently they have an ad to hire special needs teachers now, so...
Well, maybe they became aware of a problem. You know, not everybody... Schools have big staffs, administrations, so on and so forth, and maybe they were not aware that was a big, big problem.
I mean, they had to deny the kid open enrollment. I mean, they knew there was a problem.
I doubt the superintendent knew that that was being done. I doubt that at all. Superintendent's not sitting in the school. Principal is deciding class sizes and things of that nature.
Well, yeah, but the superintendent's over the district. I figure he'd have a pretty all right grasp of what's happening.
They have a grasp of where the funds are being cut, and they have a grasp of what could happen, but they don't have a grasp of, here is a student who is very special needs and needs a lot of help, and this is the student we're going to cut, and this is the student's parent who's going to get very angry and start slashing the district. I mean, I don't think that there was any indication that that was going to happen.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You thought she wasn't going to be mad?
Well, I don't even think you probably thought about her. You don't know who, 9 times out of 10, who the parents are. You don't know, especially if you're the superintendent. Principal, 9 times out of 10, isn't aware of who the parents are.
Well, you don't have to know who the parent, but you think that telling anybody that their kid is not going to be able to open...
It wouldn't be as big a deal for other people, yes. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I got to go to work here, because I thought it was Thursday, but... here's my thing, is I don't think this happened like she got denied and she went straight to Facebook. I got the impression from what I've read that she got denied and then she tried to find some resolution by and talking to and discussing, because she already had a child in the system and they're supposed to, you know, try to fit families in. Not saying they didn't, just saying the process. So, and I don't know these people, don't know the facts. This is my opinion. But from my take of it, you know, she didn't. So I guess where I'm going with this is, if the superintendent didn't know and there had been a process, you know, somebody had been denied and there was at that point been some back and forth, which went, say it went on for a day or two or three, I would think it would, in a day or two or three of something, and somebody, you know, parents being parents, when they're denied something, if somebody didn't know, they're kind of out of touch, don't you think?
I thought her post said that she had gotten a phone call that day. That the...
Right, and I took it as she got the phone call and got confirmation that she wasn't, they weren't going to fit her in, after a process of, she had been denied, she had tried to, you know, hey, can we do this, or what can we do to solve this problem, and then finally she got a final phone call and said, well, here's the deal, they didn't even you know, speak to her face to face. They called her and said, you know, nope, we're not going to do anything for you.
No, it
that's
hasn't.
Just my take on it.
But isn't that post gone now? And hasn't she disappeared from Facebook, that mother?
I don't know. I'd have to look because I shared it. So I'd have to look on my page because I shared it once. Just and even that, I didn't share it to attack. It's just. See, I don't necessarily, you know, think it's always an attack because somebody gets on, and it could be too, but, I mean, because somebody gets on there and explains a situation, is that necessarily attack? I understand their motive, you know,
well,
but is that necessarily attack?
Well, here's the problem with social media. When you do that, you might get attention, and you might even get your problem solved. But how many parents in the Pleasant area, how many teachers, how many people are very proud of that school are going to be angry with you now? You know, they're not all happy. And
well, guess what? Angry people take care of shit, take care of the problem. You know, sometimes you got to just piss people off because otherwise they poo-poo it. They just like, eh, whatever, whatever. Sometimes you got to piss people off to get them back.
Yeah,
I don't know that that's the situation, but...
But now you're sending your child into that environment with a bunch of angry people.
Yeah, and these are all, yeah, again, I'm just playing devil's advocate, Scott.
I worry about that.
Yeah, I do too. And again, I'm a person who I game things out. I game decisions out before I do them. Not always. I've learned over the years to not be spontaneous, to not just react to things, because sometimes my big mouth just reacting gets me in trouble. But sometimes I get a little excited and I get, you know, this, that, and the other. It's a continuing process. But I think, you know, many news stations could be accused of the same thing, of just running sensational stuff.
Well, of course they do.
Right?
Well, yeah. I mean, if it's going to get more...
I'm not accusing you, but I'm just saying, you know.
No, no, people do it.
That is, yeah, there is, again, there's no perfect solution. I think, obviously, this person got some action out of it if they all of a sudden are going to hire some people. But my question would be, did this leadership react to the public scrutiny and they really didn't have the money and they really need to stand on their original decision, and did they cave to public opinion? Because that's not leadership.
Well, it's interesting.
I may not agree with their decision, but I respect leadership that says, you know what, we made a decision based on the actual dollars and cents. You think it's something else? It isn't. And we're going to stand on our original decision if that's the case, because we just don't have the money.
Right, but it
now,
is interesting.
Where'd the money come from? So you said somebody probably donated that. Well, as Matt was saying, defund the football. Well, how are they going to have football? Guess what? People will come up for the money for their kids to play football.
They will, but it's very interesting to me. I do believe, and if I'm wrong, somebody pointed out, I do believe that post is gone, and I do believe that mother is gone from Facebook, and I bet that was an agreement from the school district to make this happen.
Sure, and as I said, like a day or two afterwards, when I noticed the post about they were hiring teachers. So I would say that had been the point where they probably made an agreement, and they said, well, we'll hire a couple teachers, and you get the hell off Facebook.
So there you go. And
yeah.
So
did it work? Was it successful?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on which area you come from. I mean, were you willing to take the censor? Were you willing to take, you know, all your anger down? Were you willing to do that? And how many people in that district have you ticked off now? Because people have long memories about what you say.
Okay, but you can't go through life worrying about how everybody... I mean, do you make this... I don't make any decision on... I'm just saying, I make zero decisions in my life. Not saying this is the recommended way to live for anybody, but I make zero decisions in my life based on, oh, somebody's going to be mad at me.
No, but I think if it's good.
What I think's right. I'm not saying I don't shut my mouth sometimes and just stay out of stuff, much as y'all may think I don't, but, you know, I learn from it, but...
No, but I think if it's going to impact your kid and you're sending them to an environment 5 days a week that could be hostile because of your actions, not their actions...
No, I agree.
I think you should pay attention to that.
Yeah, I agree, but again, everybody... If you sit in a room and you say, this is how I would do things, I bet you 10 other people are going to give you 10 different views on how it should be done. Who's right?
I don't know. I guess the outcome will prove. I don't know.
Right, exactly. And we're in that. So at any given point, we're just debating stuff. We're just, and we're having friendly debate. And to me, what it does is it spurs people to think. It spurs people to maybe who are listening that don't think a couple steps ahead when they make a decision. Maybe they will, because they'll say, wow, I did, you know what? That makes sense.
Could
that
be.
Makes sense that, you know, the aspect of, well, how are the people now going to treat the other kid and this and that? Maybe this person did think of all that. But it spurs conversation, and that's always good.
Right.
So I'm just going to end with just, as I said, that, you know, I want people that are listening that showed up there and that are calling their council people and letting their voices be heard, that, you know, it's worth the effort. You know, don't get discouraged. Neither Scott nor I or anybody is saying you did anything wrong. We got to learn. You got to come be a part of the process. I'm also going to say I'm going to bet that some of the people that get up and spoke, and they're not even registered to vote.
Probably.
So I would encourage whoever, you know, go get your license renewed, this, that, or other for your birth, and register to vote. Take a trip down to the Board of Elections, register to vote, because honestly, and I think, you know, not saying they're not so busy, but if any one of these public servants find out you don't vote, your voice is just mute.
There you go. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I do believe that person's gone from Facebook. I do believe that post is gone. And see, at what cost? This is the social media world we live in. If you make a comment like that and you trash a school district online like that, do you have an option now to send your child back there? I mean, you ruffled a lot of feathers.
I wouldn't even want to send my child. You know, with, I don't know. Because it just ended up being a whole thing. And then I was, you know, I don't know. I don't even know that I'd want to send my child to Pleasant after the whole thing.
See, what does the social media outrage really do besides, you're right, they're wrong, a bunch of comments? And maybe it does give the school a bad name, and maybe they do make a deal with you. I guess that may be what happened here. But in the end, your relationship is never going to be the same. You're never going to be able to salvage that back to what it was.
That doesn't matter.
Well, I think so. I think you want it. I think the whole reason you were outraged is because you wanted it to be what it was before.
Well, I don't think that they're going to, like, take it out on the kid.
No, I don't think they're going to take it out on the kid, but I think your relationship with that district is not going to be pleasant, and there are going to be parents in that district who are very devoted to their high school who are not going to be happy with you, and I think that's always going to be there, and was that worth it? When you could have maybe tried the diplomacy route and called, instead of going to social media that day, speaking to the superintendent, speaking to somebody else and saying, this is the situation, you know, I have a special needs child, this would be very harmful if they didn't go to this school, their siblings go to this school, is there anything we can do?
I mean, I suppose...
I don't know.
I don't know what the
social... I just think the social media outrage is it takes everybody down in the end. I think it's taken political candidates down. I think it takes school districts down. I think it takes people who are making the comments down. I don't know that kind of outrage is good.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It worked, I guess.
Well, did it? Yeah. I don't know. Clearly, there was a conversation. And clearly, if the woman had to delete her whole page, and the woman had to delete this post, you know, something happened.
Well, they might have just made a deal.
Made a deal, right. But,
deals are all
but
right.
You can't put the ketchup back in the bottle. People have seen it. People have read it. And a lot of people from that district have seen it and read it.
Yeah.
And don't like what you did.
Okay.
Just because an administrator makes a deal with you to get your kid back in there or stop the problem doesn't mean the parents, doesn't mean the alumni are happy with you by any stretch of the imagination. Go ahead, caller.
So do you know for a fact that she didn't have any conversation with anybody higher up than a principal?
No, no.
Okay, so you're making an assumption.
Yeah, I said if.
Okay, so can we make an assumption on a hypothetical?
About...
Let's assume on the other side of your assumption that she did have that conversation, and she was told at that time prior to her posting. This is a hypothetical. Say she did have that conversation, and they had told her no. And she had had that conversation with the higher-ups, the board, the superintendent. Not saying I know that it did or didn't. It's a hypothetical. It's an assumption. If she had had that conversation and she was denied, would that then have justified or validated her putting it on social media or calling six on your side or something?
Well, I think... you would want to put that... See, here's the problem I had with the post. It doesn't mention that. So that's why we have to deal in hypotheticals and ifs, because she didn't put that. What she did highlight in that post, if you remember, was she did not like the tone of voice of the woman who gave her the information, which was probably a secretary. Now, she was willing to highlight the tone of voice of the person who called her on the phone, but she did not put the information, enough information in there to know if she had dealt with the superintendent, if she had dealt with the principal. None of that. And I think,
get it. And Scott, stop for a second, Bubba. I just said, we assumed your premise at the beginning. I accepted the whole premise of your assumption.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so accept the premise of my assumption. It's a hypothetical.
Right.
You are speaking in hypotheticals, too, because you don't know it for a fact. You are going by, this isn't how I would have done it. And because she did it this way, and I'm not saying you couldn't be right. I'm just saying you are making assumptions.
You know,
so on the other side of that, let's say that she was denied. And let's say she, had this whole conversation and was denied, and instead of going on social media, she called six on your side and had a story. And then social media just took off on its own. I mean, she didn't even put a post in. It's no different.
Well, I think with the facts that we know now, and we only can deal with the facts that we know, much like with flock cameras, because I haven't seen any proof on the police department misusing them, so I have to deal with facts here. The facts are there was a post, there was a woman's tone mentioned in that post, there was nothing of the administration mentioned in that post, the post is gone. The woman is gone from Facebook, and apparently Pleasant has put up a post saying they're going to hire some special needs teachers. Now, based on that sequence of events, you have to say that something happened. Why is the woman gone from Facebook? Why has the post been taken down? Why is the district hiring special needs students all of a sudden, or teachers all of a sudden? You would have to say that things happened. So, based on all that, we have to look back then to the original situation. And again, I don't know if she talked to the school. I don't know if the school made any decision. I don't know if that child's going to that school. I haven't seen any post or resolution to that fact. But what I can say is that if she had talked to the superintendent, you would think that's where her outrage would be, not with the person who called her.
No, I agree with you, Scott. But it is a hypothetical, because you have to make assumptions. And, weirder things have happened. People do things sometimes not the way you would have done it, or the way I would have done it, or what seems logical. So I think at best your assumption is 50%, and at best my assumption is 50%. And it's not about being right or wrong. What I'm trying to say is that she could have had, let's go my route, she could have had this conversation with the superintendent. Maybe she had it in person with them. And then they said, you know what, we're going to talk this over and we're going to get back with you. And then a day or two later, or however long later, all of a sudden she gets a phone call. Maybe in her mind, not because she was told anything or that, but sometimes people assume things. So in her mind, maybe she thought she was going to have another face-to-face, because that's the gravity of the situation. So maybe she was a little hacked off at first just to get a phone call. And then, a lot of people, are just nasty to people today. You know, Naomi brought up about the person down there in the utility building just being nasty just because it's Naomi. Sometimes, and I'm not accusing, this is a hypothetical. So maybe she had the conversation with the superintendent, maybe they had a meeting, we'll get back to you, and then she gets a phone call, and maybe the lady was a little nasty with her, and that's what triggered this whole response. You got denied, after having a meeting with the superintendent, and then, you know, you had to take, in what maybe was in her mind, you had to take the news from somebody who was acting bitchy. Doesn't make any of it right or wrong or anything like that, but that's what drives human nature. So then she got on social media. You know, that's what people, even the newspapers, even you, have a social media page, and you plant and you put a lot of stuff that you put on your show is also put on your page. So if it then went off of your page and you put it on there and it went viral, would that have been a bad approach? Or would you have been a news agency, you know, reporting the news? And then, as you said, something happened. Yeah, exactly. And as I said, she could have had all the things I said she had. The meeting with the superintendent, got denied, had a person give her a phone call, was nasty on it. He made a post on Facebook. She got views. People expressed other opinions from past experiences. And then the Pleasant board and Pleasant superintendent then got a hold of her and said, you know what, we're sorry, we're whatever, we're going to get the money, we're going to fix this, please take that off. Maybe that's what happened.
Could be. I doubt it, but it could be.
Okay, and you know what, that's the great thing about the United States. I'm not trying to convince you. I'm willing to be wrong.
I guess I'm
kinda
just...
Kind of like with the flock camera things. I don't trust the cops. I don't trust authorities like you do. And this, you know, but I'm willing to be wrong. And if I'm, and I hope I am wrong, but I'm a realist. And when I see people, cops all over the state and all over the country doing the same damn thing, I don't think we got special ones in Marion.
Well, I just want to make this point, though, because I think this is very important. Now, see, this is a big factual difference on flock cameras and this woman's story and also anything that we ever post. If you go to anything that is posted under the WGH Talk webpage, whether it goes viral or not or gets a lot of hits or whatever, you will never find an opinion or a stance from this station in those stories. We do not use adjectives that give opinions. We do not make stances. We do not endorse candidates. We don't trash people. You will never see anything that is not absolutely fact on that page. That's different from what other people do. So you have to understand that those are two big differences. And
how does that pertain to what we're talking about, Scott? I get what you're saying.
Well, this woman was obviously driven by...
I wasn't accusing you of any of that.
But you said that this woman clearly was driven by emotion on a phone call.
Scott, do not put words in my mouth.
Okay.
The words clearly were clear.
I didn't even get to finish what I was saying. You got to let me get through the sentence first here.
All right.
Okay. You said the woman in your hypothetical was driven by emotion because of a lady who may have been having a bad day who called her.
Okay.
That's it.
I stated as fact. It's a hypothetical.
Right.
Because we don't know those facts, and I make assumptions. Same as you don't know the facts. You're going by, well, if she had really talked to the superintendent, she would have led with the superintendent.
No, I don't know if she did or not. I'm just saying that clearly that woman's phone call and the tone of that woman's voice were important, and we do know that as fact because that's what she wrote.
And that's what I said to you, that let's say for my hypothetical that she had that conversation with the superintendent, and the superintendent said, we'll think it over, we'll get back with you. And then she got a phone call, and the lady was bitchy to her in her opinion. That's probably what triggered her to do... I said that, Scott.
Yeah,
so I
that's why I'm agreeing with you.
I didn't say she was driven. I said, in a hypothetical, I clearly said to you, I think your hypothetical at best is 50%.
But you don't think...
Mine at best was 50%. So what I was saying is you had to make assumptions. I agree with your hypothetical. I would have done things the way you put it. I would have prevented because I know the importance of. I better say, you know what? I had this conversation with the superintendent because everybody's going to hit on. Well, the only reason you did is somebody called you bitchy.
No, what I'm saying is, you don't think that her conversation, her post, was driven by emotion? I mean, this is her disabled son.
You said three times I said that. Where do you keep getting that I don't agree with that?
I thought you said that I didn't say that.
No, you're not listening to me, Bubba.
Okay, Matt, what conversation are you hearing here? Matt, do you think it was driven by emotion or not?
I
said very clearly that the woman probably got a phone call and she was expecting probably a meeting and she was probably emotional about that. She was a little hacked. That's an emotion, Scott. I said by her story, the lady who called was bitchy to her. So that elicited a more emotion. And that kind of is what made her go to this social media. I said I wouldn't have done the social media. I would have probably went to the six on your side. But I'm more old school. People are new school.
But I think that's all I've said.
I brought up the social media is because that's what people use today.
But that's all I said was that.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying is that we're arguing. My debate with you is
so
you're trying to say, or the way I took your comment is that he had no conversation with the board or the superintendent because she never mentioned it in her post. I disagree with you.
I don't know that. I don't know.
I know that. So you're basing everything on she probably only made the post because she was bitchy about the supposedly bitchy person that called her with the info. So then she made a post out of being butthurt or whatever. My words.
Maybe she did, maybe she didn't. I don't know.
But what I'm trying to say is she could have had this conversation with the superintendent. She could have had it. They could have said, and that's where I took it. I don't know where I got that or where I read that into. The post is gone, so neither one of us can go back to it. So what I'm saying is how I took it. These are opinions. How I took it was that she probably did have these conversations, that she didn't just react. She did react to the bitchiness.
Maybe. I don't know.
Human nature. But we're going back to you. It's like, why is it wrong if somebody... I mean, you have to wait. Years ago, my wife and I went to a concert down in Columbus, and we ended up getting kidnapped, so to speak, with a taxi driver. Blah, blah, blah. We find out we're pressing charges. The prosecutor's talking to us. And the cabs down in Columbus, members of the Jamaican gangs would rent cabs, and then they'd deliver drugs and stuff that way. And they were doing things where they were kidnapping couples from places, and then they would kill the man and take the woman off and whatever. Okay? We were pressing charges. I'm all about, you know, crucify this son of a bitch. They came to me and said, you know, we do this, we want to crucify him, but they're going to put all this, is going to be public record. So, you got to think about it. People are going to, you know, see this. They're going to come, you're going to put this man in prison, but their family's going to come get you. So I've learned to think ahead and think through steps. And as you're saying, Scott, you know, you need to think about, you know, what will this affect your kid if they still go there and this and that. Did she not? I don't know. But we can't for sure say, and I'm just saying the way I took what you were saying was that in your impression and your mind that she had never talked to or had any conversation with the superintendent.
No, what I said,
or the
that's
board,
not what I said, though.
Opinion, only because she didn't mention it. That's how I took it.
No, what I said was it might have served her case better if she did mention it. I don't know if she did or
and
not.
And I said that from the very beginning, Scott, that yes, I agree that you want to talk, if you're going to put a post in there, you want to talk, put in that post to the most important people that you had talked to. I agree with you. But that's not how people always do things.
Well, no, and she can do them the way she wants.
I think she probably reacted about the shitty phone call she said she got.
To be honest, I've never went to Pleasant a day in my life. I don't care what happens
here. Yeah, I know you don't. I'm not accusing you of being biased like that. I'm not making a cat. I'm just saying, no. In my opinion, you were coming across very, you have a right to your opinion. And in my opinion, you came across that as like, well, she couldn't have talked to the, in my words, she couldn't have talked to the superintendent because she would have led with that. But that's my opinion. But sorry to hold you up.
No problem. Thanks.
Have a great day.
No, Matt, how did you take the whole thing? You were here.
The phone call or...
Anything. 2 minutes.
I mean, I don't know. I would... If I had to guess, she probably did not talk to the superintendent. But I, you know, I really don't know. I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I think that... To some level, I think that hiring the teachers might have I think that could have upset the woman. I mean, you know, you were told that they couldn't do that because there was a lack of finances, and now all of a sudden, oh, look at this! All this trouble was stirred up, and oh, you're hiring some? Look at that. I mean, I don't think that's. I think that could be a little upsetting to people, probably.
Here comes the break. We'll be back.
Made Mrs. Garrett perfect. Which was ridiculous. As I wrote in the book, I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything.